there's been all these price cuts among all the e-readers, and I'm curious where you think all that will end and how that will affect, you know, books in general, just the fact that there's the e-books, the e-readers have just come down so much in price.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, right? It's not too shocking, you know, if Apple puts out a device that's an e-reader and a whole lot more, and has, you know, enormous success with it and gets, I think, even higher numbers out there than people were expecting. The sort of the natural response for anybody competing with it is to say, well, we may not do all those things, but we do this one thing really well, and we do this one thing for a lot less. And so if you don't want those other things, you should still consider our alternative.
So as just a one-dimensional device, I mean, Jeff Bezos basically came out and said, you know, the Kindle should just be doing, you know, books really well, and that's it. It's just a one-purpose device. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it wouldn't. I think they'd be in a terrible competitive positioning if they did one thing, they did it really well, and they were as expensive as something that could do a host of things. I think there are three things are going to be price. I think for certain readers, they're just a better experience, largely because of, you know, the experience on your eyes. But the other thing they've done that's really smart is that I think their strategy is not really hooked to a device. You know, the device is, it got them in the market and helped create the market early on. But the fact that the Kindle reader, you know, can play on multiple devices, and that if you purchase it on one device, you own it on multiple devices, I think that's really their longer-term, you know, play. If you cut 2 years down the road and the Kindle device isn't even being sold anymore, but the Kindle reader is successful and people have a large library of Kindle titles that they can view on other devices, I'm not sure that's much worse. I mean, my understanding is that right now the Kindle price has dropped so low that it basically just barely covers costs. And so all the revenue they make is going to be on their share of the IP anyway. You know, so if this continues to boost sales of e-books and continues to, give people the Kindle experience who are for that and get the reader out there that much more widely long enough that the reader is sort of ubiquitous, I think they put themselves into a really good position.
What about the book publishers? With more e-books being sold, does that mean they're getting, is it a better position for them to be in, or are they still upset with the whole pricing issue?
I think it varies company by company. The last time I was looking at numbers, there was maybe more nervousness. There's sort of a blend of nervousness around what it means for pricing versus some hope that it will provide an answer to all the pressures that, you know, brick-and-mortar and print book sales are under. And I think right now that the volume is still such that they sort of feel the fear a little bit more than they feel the optimism. And that's where, I mean, the more these players get out there, the more, you know, Apple can help make this a mainstream opportunity. I think Amazon's done publishers a favor in that the more clearly differentiated alternatives there are for readers, the more scenarios there are going to be where a reader says, yeah, this an e-book works for me. You know, someone might say, I don't want a dedicated device, but then the iPad solves for them potentially if they want something with color and other features. Somebody might say, I don't want to spend as much as you have to spend on an iPad, and also it's not great for my eyes, so the Kindle gives them an option. And I would think from the publisher's perspective, the more there are, you know, optimized reader solutions that can sort of super satisfy a customer, the better the chance that the numbers will really end up getting to the volume they have to get to for it to be, you know, be good for everybody's bottom line.
So with the rise of so many e-book sales and e-readers getting cheaper and more people buying them, I mean, even with the iPad being as successful as it has been, Amazon is saying that it, since it's done its price cut, it's just had huge, huge sales with the Kindle. I mean, what does that mean for the future of the printed book?
Well, you know, I don't think that personally, I don't think the danger to the printed book is e-books. I think there's all sorts of other things that are hazardous to the health of the printed book, and if anything, e-book is potentially, you know, something that can ameliorate all that. I'm not sure. I think you know, you can look at it certainly and say there's a scenario where e-books hurt pricing on printed books, but I don't think the sale of e-books is the thing that's dropping, you know, overall sales of printed books. I think there's a lot of other factors involved, and if anything, I think ebooks are more of a potential lifesaver if it's done right. You know, and I'm personally much more optimistic now than I was a year ago. I think, in fact, specifically these twin things of the iPad mainstreaming it, and then Amazon being responsive and also building a strategy around a player that works on multiple devices. I think those are both really positive.
Positive for a printed book.
Well, positive for publishers, not for printed books, because they, you know, ultimately they're an alternative. But I think for publishers to thrive, there needs to be something that's going to work in addition to the printed book.
Do you think that there's a chance publishers can get disintermediated with ebooks, and that a lot of their role in the printing, the distribution, all those things might go down somewhat?
Yeah, I mean, that was especially the fear, I think, a couple of years ago with but you see, I'm not sure about that's just an ebook only issue. You know, I mean, those same fears were being raised a couple of years ago just in response to Amazon, period, right? As long as there's a finite number of retailers, there's the risk that one of the retailers will say, you don't really have to go through the publisher. We can just, you know, we can solve all your problems for you, whether in print or an ebook. I guess there's more of that risk with ebooks because they don't have the issue of having to warehouse hard goods and such. If anything, I think the more that there are distribution points, the more benefit there is potentially to having somebody like a publisher to be the go-between the author and those distribution points. And of course, publishers would always argue that they provide a host of other services, whether it's, you know, qualitative things they're doing to improve the book, or even the filter that they provide for readers, or you know, marketing support and such.
Right.
But that's a long answer. I think the short answer for me, though, is I think there are risks out there to publishers for sure, but I don't think that the ebook is the large risk. For me, the dwindling number of retailers was the bigger risk.
What about for Amazon itself? You know, if it's pushing into ebook sales versus just physical book sales, does that represent, is that a better business for it to be in than physical book sales?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, and honestly, I don't know the answer to that, because I just don't know Amazon's math. I would assume, you know, there are so many advantages to being able to distribute electrons versus hoarding molecules and shipping molecules around that the margins end up being pretty good there. But I don't really know. I mean, what's your sense of that? Do you have any?
It would seem like the ebooks would be cheaper to distribute than an actual physical product. So it would make sense. It would make sense for it to be a better deal. I guess the danger for Amazon is just that what's stopping other people from doing the same thing? That infrastructure that they built around distribution of goods goes away somewhat if you just make it electronic, right?
Yeah. Well, and probably there is no flat answer that, you know, it's better for a retailer to be working in ebooks or in books. It depends so much on the particulars of the ebook model, you know,
right.
What the pricing is like, what the DRM's like, and all that.
Yeah.
I said this before, but I do think the best thing that Amazon is doing for themselves is propagating the Kindle player on multiple devices. I think that's a real, really, really smart play. And it's easy to see somebody saying, you know, I may not want a Kindle, but I already bought a bunch of stuff for my Kindle before, and I'm going to move it over now to my iPad or my iPhone.
To be kind of platform agnostic in a way.
Yeah, I mean, and the more as a customer you can feel like, well, I bought this, and I don't have to buy it over and over again for a different device, but I really can move it with me. That's such a huge part of the book owning experience. Nobody, you know, none of us are comfortable with the idea of buying a book and essentially setting it on fire once we go into some other context, right?
Yeah.
The book is an object that you take with you that you can lend. The more you can have that experience, I think, with an ebook, the more comfortable a wider audience is going to be.
Right, and at the moment, I guess you can't really lend out a ebook that's through Kindle unless you patch your Kindle around.
Yeah, if I remember right, you can't do that through Kindle, but there are other. I think the Nook, for example, lets you do that. I mean, there are solutions out there for lending.
Yeah.
And of course, there are plenty of other folks who are just arguing for for DRM free.